I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on April 29th, 2020. The first day of Red Hat's virtual summit saw a lot of focus being placed on the company's offerings around Kubernetes. The big reveal of the day saw OpenShift 4.4 being unveiled, which includes integration with the HA Proxy load balancer for better performance. The release is based on version 1.17 of Kubernetes rather than the later fit and finish version that appeared last month. Alongside the main event, Red Hat announced the preview availability of OpenShift virtualization, which will allow the platform to manage VM-based workloads as well as containerized ones. The company also introduced its advanced cluster management solution for Kubernetes, which should become generally available over the summer and provide a central point for managing and monitoring clusters across hybrid and multi-cloud deployments. The last couple of days have seen a flurry of releases from other major open source projects. The big news on the distribution front was the release of Fedora 32, and Chris and I took a deep dive and talked with project lead Matthew Miller on the latest Linux Unplugged. So check out episode 351 for more details. The VLC project has also released an update, which brings minor improvements to the media player's MP4 and adaptive streaming support, along with better DVD handling and a number of security fixes. The new release also boasts improved support for macOS Catalina, which has proved a troublesome platform for many open source projects, and rolls in SMB2 and 3 protocol support for simpler access to network media shares. And almost exactly a year on from its last major release, the QEMU project has pushed out version 5.0 of its open source machine emulator. The release increases feature support for the ARM V8 architecture and adds experimental support for the latest draft of the RISC-V hypervisor extension. It's also now straightforward to share host directories with a guest virtual machine, as support for VirtIOFS has been baked into both QEMU and the Linux kernel. Let's wrap up today's release roundup with news of a new version of the family and education-focused Endless OS. Although it uses the same GNOME desktop environment as the latest Fedora release, Endless has tweaked the platform to make it more immediately welcoming to its target audience. As well as continuing to feature a permanently visible app drawer on the main desktop screen, the new release benefits from a change that Endless suggested to the GNOME team, which has seen the option to set up parental controls become an integral part of the installation process. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/150.